forgot to grab my mic. The notion of coming clean implies a person is concealing something, not being completely honest. Coming clean is connected to guilt and shame. If someone stares you down and says, it's time to come clean, it probably isn't a request to wash up or sit down at the dinner table. God invites us to dinner at his table. We have a standing invitation. Communion is a moment when we are invited to come closer to God. The bread and the juice, symbols of Jesus' torture and death, remind us in a vivid way that we have already been cleansed. The saving and cleansing work of salvation is complete. It's finished. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness, Peter tells us in 1 Peter 2:24. But daily life takes its toll on righteous living. Sin creeps back in. Busyness blurs connection with God. At the end of the week, we're often weary and grungy, tangled back up in the old way of life. How can we approach God like that? Communion can seem formidable. There's pressure to clean up our act, to sort through our recent misdeeds and mess-ups. Well, let's just call it sin. Let's be clear. Sinful thoughts and actions don't disqualify us from our position with God. Jesus took care of that. But the layers of accumulated pollution and guilt and shame in our hearts and minds make it more difficult to hear and respond to God. God has a prescription for cleansing. Return to the cross. He waits and longs for our return. When sin clouds our view of God and makes us feel like failures, participating in the Lord's Supper can serve as a time and place where we return to God for renewal. We remember the one who cleanses us. We recall that we paid nothing for this privilege, but he paid everything. Communion is a time and place to be renewed. Come clean. Come asking for cleansing. Psalm 51:10 says, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit in me. That is the essence of communion, a return to that original experience of cleansing. First, we remember Jesus' death as the initial and complete wellspring of cleansing. Second, we thank God for our own salvation when the guilt of our sin was removed. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 6:11, you are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we willingly return again and again to come clean, to reveal our week's accumulation of mess-ups and failures. When we draw near to God, dirt and all, and acknowledge our need, he points us to the cross and says, in 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, but if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we do not bear the guilt of sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous, forgiving our sins and cleansing us from all unrighteousness. When we trade our sins for Jesus' righteousness, we do come clean. We receive a new start, a new heart. Communion both reminds and refreshes. His cleansing power never diminishes. Let's celebrate that. Our Father and God in heaven, we thank you for this time of communion, that we can come and remember what your Son did for us. Remember that he paid that price for us. He gave his life. He took those beatings willingly. He knew it was the only way to win us back to you, to purchase us. Thank you for that, Father. Be with us now as we remember that, as we remember him and all he did for us. And help us, Father, to come clean and realize that we all sin, but your Son makes that clean. It's in Jesus' name I pray.